Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 80 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're talking about how love is the most important ingredient in fostering an innovative school environment. I was recently reading the biography Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson. Isaacson was relating the story of Jobs' feelings for one of his teachers. Jobs describes how that teacher saved him by stimulating his mind and making him feel unique and special. And this made me think of all the great teachers that I've encountered and how, like parents, they make each student feel uniquely loved. As principals, it's our task to do the same thing for our teachers, especially if we're looking to do new and innovative things in our schools. If we're to be innovative like Jobs within our own field of education, we gotta prepare our staff for it. Love equals trust. Without trust, there cannot be love. As the principal, you gotta be the first one to take that step. You gotta take a chance and be vulnerable. Ask for help in your areas of weakness. You don't have to know everything. Setting up and organizing community get-togethers with families of our students is not something that I'm good at. And at the beginning of the year, I made sure to ask for help from the staff members that I knew enjoyed and were good at that kind of thing. And I found that out by doing a survey at the beginning of the year where I asked for their strengths and their weaknesses by asking them what they enjoy doing, and a few of them said they liked party planning, and so they, of course, were the ones who I tapped to do this kind of outreach. And by doing so, I provided them the opportunity to be experts, as well as creating the groundwork for them to ask for help when they needed it. Love also equals collaboration, and as the principal, you already know that collaboration is key. And identifying those key influencers on your staff and encouraging their input helps to make things go more smoothly. And you want to include as many stakeholders as you can, including and especially students. You can use your student governing body to help guide the policies of those school-wide policies, and get those students on board because they can really help drive that culture. By providing an end goal that you would like to have, and then it's the student's job or the staff and student's job to come up with the way to get to that end goal, and that creates some of that buy-in that you really need when you want to make innovative changes. Having stakeholder participation and leadership will help other staff and students buy in. Collaboration is also another way to show that you trust their professionalism and the students' intellectual capacity. Love equals transparency. Being upfront about your expectations helps staff feel secure. One of the keys to feeling loves is that feeling of safety. When you're doing things like going over the evaluation tool and breaking down the rubrics, it lets the staff know what you're looking for. And you want to make sure that students and staff know where their boundaries are. Jody Capaluti, author of The Savvy Principal, says, if you allow it, you approve it. Being transparent in what you allow makes it clear what you approve of. And transparency is also part of building that trusting relationship. Trust, collaboration, and transparency are demonstrations of love. Love is the ingredient that makes innovation possible. What are some other factors that are needed to support innovation? You can share your thoughts in the comments section in the corresponding blog, Love, the most important ingredient in fostering an innovative school environment. You just scroll down to the bottom of that page and drop in a comment. And let us know what you think about innovation and implementing it. If you're a principal, make sure that you check out the new grant scholarship that is available that honors the hard work that you're putting in on a daily basis. And you can do that also over there on the blog, The Principal Entrepreneur. just click on grant application and see what you need to do to apply for that grant. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, again, check out the blog at theprincipalentrepreneur.com or howtobeagreatprincipal.com. Both of those URLs go to the same place. You can also pre-order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. If you're an auditory learner, you are in the exact right spot. You can download my podcast, The Principal Entrepreneur, on Podomatic and iTunes. New episodes come out Tuesdays, Thursdays, and when I'm lucky enough to get another educational leader on Saturdays. To join the podcast as a guest, email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our private Facebook group, which you can find by searching The Principal Entrepreneur in the Facebook search bar. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.